Debbie DiNatale is running for the Carolina Beach Town Council. This is her first run for public office, so that begs the question, why did you get into the race?
I've owned property in Carolina Beach since 2008 and bought an inn, a hotel, in 2013. And we've been very fortunate, and we've been in the hospitality business and taking care of tourists. So my desire to run for town council is to pay forward and to contribute to the town and help with our growth and our business needs and our tourism needs based on my experiences and what I know in the business.
As someone that's been there for a while, not on the town council, but as someone that's in the industry in terms of hospitality and tourism, up until now, how has Carolina Beach been managing that? You know, where are the shortcomings, if you will?
Carolina Beach is a wonderful beach town. It's like small town USA with the ocean. And it's been protected against the big over-commercialization and over-development. It makes it very charming and quaint. We like to keep it that way, while entertaining and taking care of our tourism and keeping them safe and accommodated while they're there. Carolina Beach has done a great job with their renourishment of the beach, the hurricanes that we suffer from, and the ability to, you know, the new boardwalk that we've installed and accommodating the growth. But the challenge is the growth. You know, we swell from 600 residents, 6,000 off-season to upwards toward 40,000 people on Labor Day, 4th of July, and then we swell to 40,000 on weekends, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and 4th of July. So we need to accommodate our tourists and that type of tourism business. Carolina Beach is no longer a secret. It used to be not very well known, but now that we've reached national publications with Beach House Bargains, the home improvement shows, HGTV and Beach House Bargains. So nationally, and we're getting visitors internationally as well because we're on Booking.com and Expedia. And with the online accommodation bookings with Expedia and Booking.com, Airbnb and VRBO, it makes it very easy for people to, homeowners, to be able to list their properties for rent and for consumers or tourists to find them and to buy them and to plan their vacations there. And with a lot of people not wanting to go to Myrtle Beach anymore, not wanting to go to Virginia Beach anymore because of the obvious problems that they have, they're coming to Carolina Beach. So it's growing fast, and the challenge is to keep up with it.
Another challenge is to hire a town manager. The last two were fired, and I'm wondering, what's the problem there?
I don't have the answer to that question. I have not been involved with the hiring and the firing process because I'm new to this arena. So all I have is my opinion. And my opinion is, it's a tough job. You know, it's town manager, as the infrastructure manager, as well as the financial manager and managing budgets. And also, you know, the way the roles, I think the title and the roles of responsibility should be clarified and enforced. And make it a lot easier for everyone.
How is the infrastructure in Carolina Beach? Is it has it kept pace with the growth, especially in the summer months, of the thousands of people that come out there for vacation?
We're keeping up, and to accommodate, you know, the water supplies and the resources needed, keeping the beach clean from the litter after the tourists have been there on Sundays. And making sure everyone has hot and cold running water and the trash refuse, they've done a fabulous job with that. The challenge is rebuilding and restoring everything after a hurricane. The last couple of years with Florence and then with Dorian. Dorian was a hiccup. It really didn't hurt us a lot, which is good, but we're prepared for it. It's an amazing little town that can tighten down, buckle up, wait for the storm to pass, and then we're right back in business within the next day or two. So that's pretty impressive.
I read that one of your personal initiatives in Carolina Beach revolves around crosswalk safety.
I'm very passionate about improving the crosswalk safety on many different levels. Where Anna's positioned is I have a bird's eye view of one of the major crosswalks downtown. So I get to witness and see how the crosswalk is lax in safety and for people turning. I think in North Carolina laws, the allow to turn right on red can be modified and fixed. And where the when they're facing each other, they're stopping for pedestrians, but it's the turning vehicles. So the two incidents that we've had recently were because of turning vehicles. We could make modifications that are low cost or put signs up like they have here in Wilmington that North Carolina laws, pedestrians have a right of way, and as well as making it a no turn downtown area would resolve a lot of. I've been in my past too with companies that do traffic control studies, and I believe the timing of the lights are not right as far as it turning green before the crosswalk pedestrians are off the crosswalk. So it makes people anxious and pushing people. So we do accommodate, like you say, thousands and thousands of people on a holiday weekend, and that can be improved. It can be improved with personnel on site, with a crosswalk policeman or crosswalk somebody, you know, to help have a presence there, as well as making some changes like signage and turning.
Freeman Park is a popular destination, and this year it's had some closures. I believe it's had some issues with erosion. What is the status of Freeman Park today, and is that an area that is needing much renourishment in terms of the beaches?
We take our Jeep out on Freeman Park as well and have an annual pass and enjoy Freeman Park. Mother Nature has modified Freeman Park and making it unusable on the second half of it. So therefore, it's privately owned, as far as I understand, and not eligible for beach renourishment at a state level. However, we do have an excellent beach access in Fort Fisher. So with Mother Nature, you know, modifying Freeman Park as a destination, our tourists can still and do go to the Fort Fisher area. So I would say that we probably should spend more time or spend more energy looking at the Fort Fisher as a destination and improving that entryway so it's easier to get on and off of.
For the vehicles?
For the vehicles, yes. Like Freeman Park has the wood entryway to get onto the beach. With that, if that was at Fort Fisher, it would make it easier for people not to get stuck.
What would be at the, should you be elected to the town council, what are your top priorities that you would want to tackle in your first year?
The top priorities that I would want to tackle in my first year is the downtown crosswalk safety. Because I think that with a trip or two to the Department of Transportation in Raleigh, North Carolina, that I can get some attention and some effort and spent there. And with a few modifications can improve the safety a great deal. That's the first and foremost. I think I can make a huge difference.
And what would you tell the voters in Carolina Beach that would encourage them or convince them to mark the box next to your name on the ballot?
First is I'm not a politician. I'm a homeowner and I'm a business owner and I'm a no-nonsense, no-drama kind of person. The people that know me, my friends and family, know that I am as solid and common sense minded as anyone else that they know. That's what I think true leadership requires, not the razzle-dazzle and the promises that are never kept, but the day-to-day results that it takes a business person that's successful in business to manage budgets, hire and fire, get resources, manage short-term debt, long-term debt, everything that you do when you own your own business.
Debbie DiNatale is running for the Carolina Beach Town Council. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.